time for a Sales Manager Spotlight, brought to you by Death Wish Coffee, the world's strongest coffee. And we're going to be talking to some of the world's strongest and smartest sales managers.
What they like, what they fear, how they hire. Doesn't matter if you're a manager, doesn't matter if you're a salesperson, it doesn't even matter if you're just a person. You're going to learn something from these top leaders from around the country.
And with that, it's time to get this week's Sales Manager Spotlight. Let's go to the boss's office. I promise, this time, it won't be scary.
On the line now is Robert Lanier, Vice President of Sales for Single Point Global in Washington, D.C. They are an IT services vendor focusing on the infrastructure needs agnostic of industry or size since 2007. You can find out more about Robert's company at www.singlepointglobal.com.
Robert Lanier, I'm with Single Point Global. I'm the Vice President of Sales here. We're a managed services provider. So we go to market, we help organizations run all aspects of their IT, whether that be the network connectivity, voice communications, we manage all the equipment on site, co-location, specifically here in the Northern Virginia area and across the globe. And then we also do a 24/7, 365 managed help desk. So if any of our customers or prospects do not want to bring IT staff in-house, that's something that they can outsource to us and we can manage and maintain that for them. So I've got a sales team here. We're going to market. We're attacking up and down the East Coast, going nationwide. We actually have global customers, but you know, for 2018, we're really going to focus in our backyard, really driving and growing that revenue.
How many salespeople?
Right now we've got three, salespeople. I kind of like to think that we're coming out of stealth mode, if you will. This company's been in business for about 7 years. It's grown organically. They brought me on about a year ago to really kind of light the sales fuse, if you will. So we had a great 2017. And at the end of 2017, we've added additional headcounts to the sales team. And based on projections, we'll probably be doubling or tripling by the end of this year.
That's cool. That's cool.
So you're like the best kept secret in IT?
That's what I like to think.
Well,
right?
In Washington, D.C., there's a lot of secrets, but
there
none
are a
of them
lot
are
of
well
secrets.
Kept.
That's true.
So how do you figure out who you're going to hire?
You know, that was one of the challenges that I went through, right? In past roles, you know, I've been a director of sales where I had, you know, 40 individuals under me. And for this role, it's kind of unique, right? Where we're a smaller organization. And so making sure that I make the right decision when it comes to the sales force, you know, I really went out and in this instance, I kind of split it, right? So I said, okay, I want a BDR and then I want to have some senior sales executives. So with the senior sales executive, I looked at folks that have, you know, industry experience, large network to kind of go and work through that network. And then with the BDR, I was really looking for someone that's, you know, kind of a wrecking ball, right? That's going to be able to get in there and put in the activity. You know, so when I'm hiring and I'm looking for individuals, I'm really looking for attitude and aptitude, right? I can train you on the IT stuff. I can train you on the systems. But at the end of the day, you got to have the right attitude to come in and put in the activity.
I'm going to give you our criteria. Smart, self-starting, happy, past history of success.
Very good. Yeah, happy is key, right? Happy is definitely key. You got to be an upbeat individual to get in here and take the nose every single day, right?
That's
and
right.
I don't have enough time to teach smart, and I don't have enough time to teach happy.
You can't teach either of those two things. You
true.
Either have it or you
true.
Don't.
Yeah, this came up in a conversation we just had. I'm going to give you the question to ask your potential sales rep that will immediately reveal his or her attitude.
Fire away.
Tell me about your last boss.
Yeah, that'll tell you how they spin it, right?
Exactly.
That's right.
And the way they spin that, I mean, if the guy goes into or the woman goes into complete negative attitude, dude, they're saying the same thing about you behind your back when they go home to their spouse.
Very true.
Well, what do you ask when you're interviewing?
Yeah, what do you ask?
You know, when I'm interviewing candidates, you know, I like to kind of figure out, you know, tell me about the last position. What made you successful? You know, what were some of the challenges that you faced? And, you know, what are you looking for in the next position? And what are some of the criteria that you feel are needed or the tools that you need to be successful? You know, based on a lot of the responses about how and some of the tools that they they feel to, that they're going to need to be successful, I can kind of judge whether or not they're going to fit into the organization and, you know, the tools that I have to offer them.
Do you have a leadership philosophy about how you're going to embrace them and put them into the team?
Yeah, in terms of leadership, I mean, you know, where I was successful and the leaders that I worked under and kind of what I like try to mimic from, you know, my career is really kind of that player coach, right? You know, I'm looking in what I try to do with the team is I like to get in the trenches with them, right? I'm making some dials. I'm doors always open. If you need me on a conference call, I'm right there. You know, the demographic of the sales force that we're building here is a little bit younger. You know, so there's a lot of coaching and handholding. So if I can make every single conference call that I can possibly do on speakerphone, they can hear some of the objections and how I'm handling it. So, you know, that's really the model that I follow.
Do you have any kind of qualifying skill test that you give them when they're applying?
You know, qualifying skill test, you know, so we'll do a little bit of role playing, you know, in the interview process. You know, I basically try to hit them with a lot of no's and be cagey in terms of answers. And I like to see kind of how they work around that and whether or not they're going to dig deep on the conversation to kind of pull through the opportunity, if you will.
So you're really looking for the questions that they ask as much as the answers that they give?
You got it.
You mentioned managing a younger team, and everyone's mm-hmm. looking for the secret to managing a younger team. What's your secret to success with that?
You know, it's tough, right? Really, I try to get with the team and figure out what's their drivers, what's their motivation, right? You know, whether it's kind of moving up the socioeconomic scale or really having a lot more free time in their lives to go out. It's really kind of case by case basis, you know, but with the guys and with the team, I really try to make sure that while we're working, we're still having fun, right? We're shooting jokes around, we're having fun. We do, you know, company happy hour every Friday. We try to do company golf outings, things like that. Really, to
you go to Top Golf
together. We got a Top Golf.
We love Top Golf.
You can't go wrong with the happy hour there or team outing there. But really, I found that if we can get the team to bond as best as possible, you know, some sort of friendship level. You know, coming into work's a little bit easier. You're having a little bit more fun. And at the end of the day, we're a heavy outbound sales force, right? So we don't have a ton of inbound. We're still kind of working on our demand generation right now. So as you guys know, as well as I know, that's the hardest part of the gig, right?
Yeah.
Is coming in and pushing the dials.
For sure.
If you have someone ask you about vacation time or money, before you hit them in the face with a shovel, you might want to just end the interview.
All right, let me put that down on the note too. Right?
I get a lot of questions about how do you select the right person? And it's a very difficult thing because there's a lot of value judgment involved. And most of the aptitude tests are not really good for selecting the right salesperson, but they are great for covering your ass that if the person doesn't work out, they, quote, they pass the test. Mm-hmm. And that's how a lot of executive decisions are made for Salesforce. But you need someone that can produce.
True. That's the hard part, right? I found a lot of times if I'm hiring candidates with a sports background, or they were in social activities throughout college and things like that, that I've seen more success in that arena. And that's kind of what I look for, right? Like, were you in a team environment? Are you used to being in a team environment where...
Are you coachable?
Yeah, exactly, right? It's not only your personal sales number, but it's also the team's number that we're looking to meet.
You probably know offhand, like, who your best boss was. What are some of the characteristics that you loved about them and have carried through with your leadership style?
You know, I had a really good boss a couple of years back, right, where I got pulled from a direct sales contributor to a management role, right? And it was really a trial by fire. And I think one of the reasons that I was successful is that my boss at that time was really inclusive of dragging me into meetings that might have been a little bit above my pay grade, if you will. But it was exposing me to so much more of the business, right? So I was able to understand the discussions and understand what they were looking for in terms of reporting. And really, that's what I've tried to replicate in my career, right? Anytime I have a meeting, I'm taking a BDR with me so that they can ghost ride, they can see that. If I'm on a conference call, they're coming into it, right? And I'm really trying to expose them to all aspects of the business in hopes that they're going to ramp faster, gain more, learn more, and be a more positive player on the team.
Yeah, I think your boss was very wise to bring you into leadership meetings to train you to be a leader. I don't think there's any better way.
Mm-hmm.
You can read 100 books, but they won't equal 10 meetings.
That's true, right? And I've taken them out to lunch and I've taken them for that because there's things that I learned in those meetings that I've been able to apply every single job in every other meeting almost that I've been in. You know, and like I said, that's what I'm trying to duplicate here. I'm trying to really pull these guys up from the BDR role right into that account executive role.
But obviously you have learned by being a student and you're trying to convey that to your students.
Mm-hmm. Very true.
Yeah. That's the way to do it. I hate to tell you, but you're on the right track. If someone tells you're full of shit, don't believe them. No, they have to make 100 dials a day.
Oh man. God.
Okay. So
I'm trying to get away from, you know, we want to focus on the activity that produces results, right? I don't want to focus on activity in general. You know, I've been in environments where it is heavily focused on activity only, you know, and that just grinds the sales force down really quick, right? So we do everything we do here is focused on results. And then we can work our way back if we need to, right? Maybe there's not enough activity to generate those results, but everything we do here is focused around results.
When you have that party on Friday, does the whole company come or only the salespeople?
The whole company comes, right? The sales guys, we like to kick it off early, make sure we're there, hitting the keg first.
Of course.
In true sales fashion.
Yeah, you don't want to run out of beer right from the very outset. You want those guys to be
a little
loaded.
Well, they want to taste test it and make sure there's no poison.
Right, exactly.
There you go, right? We're doing the gentlemanly thing.
There you go.
But no, I mean, we've got a very tight-knit organization here with everybody's got a pretty long tenure, right? Except for the sales force since we're so new. And we have a great set of IT guys in the back that really help us and come to a lot of the meetings. So, you know, we really try to give them kudos and props for really making our jobs easy at the end of the day.
I'm going to throw something at you and I'm going to qualify it, but I'm going to give you the best idea besides, of course, the Gittimer Learning Academy to train your guys to be the best they possibly can be.
All right, shoot.
Take them to customers and let them spend a day there.
Very true.
And you will find out, number one, why the customer bought. You will find out how they use the services that you sell. And if you take them to 3 or 4 customers, they'll have enough understanding of your product to go out and pitch it.
Yeah, we've done a lot with on the prospecting side. You know, the sales team's probably coming up on their 4th month right now. So we haven't been out in front of too many existing customers, but that's a great idea. And that's something that we can easily implement.
I will bet you that every single person that you call on in every single IT department used to work someplace else and might even give them a referral.
That's true. Yeah. No, referrals are definitely something that we're going after every day.
So think about that. Think about taking your sales guys out. Half a day at one guy, half a day at another guy, half a day at another guy. Let them spend like a week at 10 customers' places. And you'll walk away with 5 referrals and a complete understanding of the business.
Great idea. Very good.
You have our address. There's only one T in Gittimer when you make a checkout.
I thought that one was free. Come on.
Oh, it is. Yeah, it's free. Yeah.
Man.
The challenge that you have in your business is not just to get your people up to speed. You got a lot of competition.
It's a tight market, right? You know, I think we have a lot of competition in the marketplace. And one of the challenges that we're facing on the sales side, right, is we have a lot of products. We can do a lot of things. We can do, you know, network connectivity, the voice services, the help desk piece, trying to figure out where we should lead in has always been a challenge that we're working through, right? You know, so we're working to get better at doing a lot more research and discovery up front, right? I'm trying to keep the guys at this kind of, you know, don't spend more than maybe 3 to 5 minutes while you're doing research and discovery. And then let's go out and see if we can find something based on that limited information that we can drive on and get into the prospect with.
If you're a sales leader and you just heard this segment and you're thinking, man, I really should get that Gittimer Learning Academy, stop. You need to get the Learning Academy for your entire team so they can get better. And you can Track, measure, and monitor everybody on your team after they've taken the assessment and learn about how good they are and or where they need help. And you as their leader can now actually coach them to victory.
If you're a strong, smart, successful sales manager and you want to be featured in our Sales Manager Spotlight series on Sell or Die, all you need to do is email sellordie@gittimer.com. If you know someone or you have a favorite sales manager who's amazing and should be featured, nominate them at sellordie@gittimer.com. Until next time, I'm Jen Gluckow.
And I'm Jeffrey Gittimer, reminding you to get out there and sell something, even if your ass falls off. Sell or diehards, attention. If you love the show, make sure you have subscribed to the show.
And if you've subscribed, make sure you rate us on iTunes and give us a star on Overcast.
And if you've done all of that, tell a friend, tell both your friends about the best sales podcast on the planet.
And if you've done all of that, well, you're a true seller diehard, and we thank you.
Thank you.
Merci beaucoup.